I'd just like to begin with a quote from Anna Quinlan. She's a columnist for Newsweek. Immigrants face bigotry that grows directly out of the swamp of ignorance, but the impulse and the pressure to fit in means that they don't often testify to where they come from and what their lives are really like. Sharon has argued that media outlets in the U.S. tend to classify immigrants as if they were one monolithic group, often in very negative terms, ignoring the many differences that exist within and between people who migrate to the U.S. And what we wondered was if there was a similar tendency within the nursing literature and the profession overall, the literature and policies in terms of how immigrants are portrayed and discussed. So we decided that in order to examine this question, we would look at the literature and also at policy statements of major nursing organizations. So this morning, I'm going to present the results of these reviews and examination of the language that was used. So first, we conducted a search of the nursing literature, focusing specifically on nursing journals. Now, we recognize that nurses publish in a wide variety of journals, many outside of the nursing field, but because we really wanted to focus on nursing and the language that was used to describe immigrants, we limited our search to nursing journals, knowing that the authors would be primarily nurses in that case. So we used Medline and the PubMed databases to identify articles that were published during the time frame of 1990 to 2005. The year 1990 was chosen for the starting point, as this was the period when we first really started to see the health community begin to discuss issues around health disparities, particularly for racially and ethnically diverse groups, which is where immigrants, if they're talked about at all, would fall under that category. So, for example, a goal statement related to health disparities was included for the first time in Healthy People 2000, which was published in 1990. This was followed by a decision by the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, in 1992 that all research funded by the NIH would require the inclusion of racial and ethnic minority groups in addition to women. And then in 1997, the IOM, the Institute of Medicine, published their report, Unequal Burden, demonstrating the existence of health disparities among racial and ethnic minority populations in the U.S. So that was kind of our thinking around that initial 1990 time point. We chose 15 years because we thought that would provide us with enough articles for analysis. So we conducted two independent searches using the keyword immigrant in the title, immigrant star, and then these specific limits, English only, the time frame which I described, and nursing. So using these limits in the PubMed database provided an initial list of 63 articles. And once we eliminated articles that were published in non-nursing journals, 57 articles remained for analysis. When the same limits were used in the Medline database, 129 articles were identified. So we did the same process, deleted the non-nursing journals, and we had 99 articles. Now, I don't know the rationale for that discrepancy, why we had so many more identified in Medline compared to PubMed, but it would be good to maybe go back and do it again and see if we get different results. So once we had these two separate lists, we needed to combine them into one consistent list, which was a bit of a tedious process of basically identifying which articles appeared on both lists, deleting and maintaining one, and then what was unique to each list, and coming up with a final total of 109 articles from 44 journals, which is really quite expansive, you know, really a range of specialty areas. And then what the key question was, well, now how do we analyze these titles? Because it is a very wide range, and those of you in nursing know that with the 44 journals, it's quite a lot of different specialties were involved. So as a group, we had a discussion in terms of, well, what's the best way to analyze these articles? 109, it's not a... When you think about a 15-year time period, it's not a lot of articles. But when you're looking at actually doing a literature review to read 109 articles and analyze each one, that is an enormous task. So what we decided to do was to look at the titles. And we really thought that that would give us the opportunity to look at the initial snapshot of what the reader would get from it. And we also wanted to make sure that we were able to address these issues when analyzing the articles, that there was some consistency in how we looked at these titles. Again, that wide variety in specialty areas. The only common denominator among these titles was the word immigrant, and that we stuck to our goal, which was to examine how immigrants were constructed by nurse authors. So that posed a bit of a challenge in terms of what analysis process we could use. So we created a Likert-style rating scale, and this is generally not my kind of forte in terms of the kind of work. I usually do qualitative research. So, but I've been working with people who are more into numbers the last few years. So decided that if we came up with some kind of scale that we could be more consistent, it would allow us to look across a wide variety of titles and could be repeated. So we could go back and do this again and see if we're getting similar results. So because our contention is that the category immigrant is often this catch-all for a very diverse group of people, we thought that if we looked at the titles and to see what descriptors were really used around this term immigrant, we would get a sense of, does nursing come at this or look at this issue and in this monolithic way that all immigrants are just simply immigrants and there's this broad category? Or are there descriptors that are used to really look at the diversity that exists within these populations? So that was kind of our thinking around developing this scale. And then looking at these various categories that have been identified in terms of what is important when we're thinking about healthcare outcomes. So gender, age, ethnicity, et cetera, those categories have been identified as influencing health and health outcomes. We also looked at some specific categories for immigrants, country of origin, country of settlement, legal status. So those are usually associated with immigrants specifically. And then we looked very broadly at, well, the health issues and the nursing role that may have been relevant for that particular article. So we identified these 16 various categories as a way to describe immigrants. So the scale that we actually developed was a range from no description, so that in that title, the only word that it was immigrant and there was no other descriptor available around it. Minimal description was if there were one to two of these categories in addition to the word immigrant. So you're starting to get a little bit of information. A general description, there would be three categories available and used to describe immigrant. And then specific description for these categories. So the idea was that we were moving from virtually no description up to a very clear and concise description that would give us really a good sense of who this population of focus was in that article. In terms of the process that we used, we analyzed each title, and I think I did it actually, I have twice on the slide, but I've since then gone back again, so I've done it at least three times, and then looked at these categories for each title and tried to kind of map them into this scale to see how many categories were used across all the articles too. So these were the results. No description at all. There were only two titles, so that was good news that there that in that idea that you know that immigrants would be just simply immigrants. 41 titles where there was minimal description. So again, just one to two words to describe this population. 36 titles for the general description. So those two categories are pretty the largest. specific description, 26 titles, and then only four titles that met that highest level where you really got a sense of who this population was. So these are some examples of specific titles so that you can get a sense of the scale that we were using. So no description, the immigrant question in American nursing. I mean, that I don't know what that means. What does that really tell you about this population? So there you could see that really the only immigrant is really alone. There's really no description of this population. A minimal description, so that would be one to two categories used to describe this. No easy answers, addressing the needs of undocumented immigrants. So undocumented is the descriptor associated in that title. Again, that's a really large group of people that we really, from this title, don't know very much about. General description, vulnerability in the Asian or Pacific Islander immigrant child. So we have the age as one descriptor. We have the ethnicity, Asian or Pacific Islander. Again, those are very large groups if you think about that. And then the health issue would be vulnerability. A much more specific description, this would be four categories. Beliefs about childhood immunization among Lebanese Muslim immigrants in Australia. So we have the country of origin, Lebanon. We have a religious affiliation, Muslim. We have a country of settlement, Australia. And then we have a health issue, beliefs about childhood immunization. And then the final example of the most detailed description, meanings and practices of health among married Thai immigrant women in Sweden. So we have country of origin, we have country of settlement, we have marital status, we have gender and a health issue. And if you just think about that very first one, you know, the immigrant question in American nursing compared to this last one, you can really see the difference in terms of the diversity and all of you know, the thinking behind something that's much more specific. It really gives you a much better sense, again, just from the title. Now, we recognize, too, that, you know, many people, when they're doing their searches, they'll look at the title. And that really will, for some people, I know when I'm doing a search, I usually have a specific purpose in mind. I'm looking for articles for a class I'm going to teach, or I'm doing a research project. And that title really says a lot. Whether or not I'm going to bother to even read the abstract, and then from that, whether I bother to read the whole article. So the title really has an important role that maybe we lose sight of. So this is just a summary of the categories that were used, the top five. And what's shocking to me is that the country or region of origin, which you would think would be in almost all of the articles, was in only 54% of the titles. Did they even tell you where this group of people were coming from? And then only 22% told you where they settled. I don't know if that's the assumption by nurses that, you know, they're focusing on immigrants in the U.S., so they don't need to give you any other detail. But again, the U.S. is a huge place. I mean, whether someone settles here in Southern California or where I live in northern Wisconsin, there's a lot of different issues. So that's interesting. The gender question, out of all of the articles, none of them focused specifically on men. 38% identified women, but none identified men as the population of interest, which I thought that was rather striking. And then age and ethnicity. Considering that there were 16 categories available, and I thought we were being rather generous to even include this whole idea of what the health issue is. I was saying to Denise this morning, I'd actually like to go back and really look at how many categories connected strictly to immigrant, because I think these results would look even different and it would be much narrower. So the majority of article titles were in this lower range of the scale, providing limited information about the immigrant group. This supports our contention that nurse authors often construct immigrants as this monolithic group. You know, that we don't really take the time to, at least in the title, I'm hoping that in the article there would be more description. This really erases then the extensive variety that exists among and between the many population groups that are included under this umbrella. And it reinforces the perceptions that very diverse people are essentially the same, yet they're clearly different and separate from the majority population. So the next review that we undertook was to look at the policies of major nursing organizations. And we thought that as the organizations providing guidance for almost 3 million licensed registered nurses in the U.S., we thought that if there were policies guiding practice related to immigrants, immigrant health, human rights of immigrants, that they would be promulgated by these organizations. And I have them listed there for you. Our findings suggest that while immigrants in general are constructed as a visible, albeit essentialized group within the nursing literature, they remain invisible within the policies of the majority of nursing organizations. Of the professional nursing organizations we examine, ICN is the only one that has written, revised, and reconfirmed policies specifically concerned with the health and human rights of immigrant groups as a whole. ICN has also encouraged national nursing organizations in other countries, such as the American Nurses Association in the U.S., to examine the extent of the problem in their countries and undertake cooperative action to provide adequate health services for migrants, refugees, and displaced persons. I was, during this review period, was unable to locate ANA's commitment to ICN's, or even any support for ICN's list of action statements for addressing the needs of immigrants. Instead, ANA, which presents itself as a nursing organization representing the largest number of registered nurses in the U.S., limits its efforts to one category of immigrants, which is foreign nurses. While ICN has a broad range of immigrant-related policies, the published ANA policy related to immigrants is very narrow in scope and limited to issues relevant only for nurses in the U.S. on work visas. So we're not arguing that we shouldn't have policies for nurses who are here from other countries. I mean, that is important, but we're concerned that that is the extent of their focus, that there aren't additional policies looking at the needs of very diverse groups of people, many in very difficult situations, as Sharon has described. We were unable to locate any policies related to or relevant for immigrant health among the other nursing organizations that I had listed earlier. The American Public Health Association, APHA, has specific immigrant-related health and human rights policies, but we were unable to find that same level of policy or any reference to those policies by the public health nursing section of APHA or as part of the Quad Council. So we, although we weren't surprised by the omission of immigrants within the policies reviewed, we were disheartened that the health and human rights of immigrant groups continue to remain invisible to the largest nursing organizations in the U.S. Okay, so the last part of our review was looking specifically at the language, and Sharon went into some of the language that's been used in the media, and so we were interested in what language, in these very few policies that we could find, was used. ICN used the descriptors migrants, refugees, and displaced persons in their health services policy, which is entitled Health Services for Migrants, Refugees, and Displaced Persons. They use migrant and foreign in policies related to nurses seeking employment in other countries. So that was, and that term foreign was also used in the ANA policies in various nursing contexts, foreign nurses, foreign trained, foreign schools of nursing, foreign educated. And in the other than AACN, the other, like I said before, there were no policies or anything that we could find relevant to immigrant health. AACN does have the Minority Nurse Faculty Scholarship Program. And within the eligibility criteria in the application for this, they refer to the definition for immigrant to the two federal laws, the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996 and the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act, also of 1996. When you look at those two federal laws, which I must say they're very dense and difficult to read, both of those laws refer to Section 101A of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1996, which relies on the term alien, which is defined as any person not a citizen or national of the United States. So we wondered if it was, if AACN was aware of this. I mean, do they really want to use the term alien, which we find very demeaning and, you know, in some ways just so marginalizing. Was that purposeful? Was that inadvertent? We'd like to believe that that was inadvertent, but it's hard to know. So in summary, immigrants are largely invisible within the policies of major U.S. nursing organizations. Existing policies focus primarily on foreign nurses working in the U.S. Language continues to separate and differentiate us from them, particularly in relation to working nurses. And immigrants' human rights are largely ignored. I'd just like to conclude with this quote. Human rights are accorded on the basis of the individual being a sentient human being, not on whether the individual is a citizen of some particular nation. And my colleague, Denise Drevel, will conclude our session with an examination of the implications for immigrants when they are treated based on their documents rather than as human beings. Thank you.